Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. As you can hear, our TGIFI studio audience is full of San Azel. They're a little tipsy from their hot toddy. Today's topics, life advice, your home, digital marketing, business and entrepreneur tips, and mental performance delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, Karen Weary, Breakthrough Life Coach, Molly Faulkner, California and Worldwide Real Estate Expert, Debbie Saviano, the queen of digital marketing, and Supreme Business Coaching, and Richard Olberger, certified mental performance consultant. It's only 6 days until Christmas Eve, and it's 13 days until the end of the year. Oh, my goodness. Our guests today are going to provide some very important tips and takeaways so you can finish the year strong and make 2021 your best year ever. Let's get this place rocking, elves.
Mistletoe home where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. It's the transformational show and platform about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. You're going to meet five of them today. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place. The quote of the day is here, brought to you by Walt Disney. The way to get started is to start doing. The way to get started is to start doing. And that's what our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform is all about, a place to meet, listen to, and learn from the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. We've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. Good people doing good business and good things. This is our live segment, Purpose Driven Partners. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday at 12 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide you with real-life, tangible takeaways. Today's topics, life advice, your home, digital marketing, business and entrepreneur tips, mental performance. Before we bring in a guest, just a few things I wanted to let you know. Each month we do a free giveaway. All you need to do to enter is rate, review, and subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player. We're on 14 of them, so you got a choice. Or like, comment, and share our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Just a couple clicks, a little typing. And you get one entry to win our monthly prize. This month, it's a $50 gift card for Amazon. To keep it simple, just go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page, and all the tabs to subscribe to the show are there, too. And once you're there, take a look at who we are, what we do, visit the Reopen America Resource Center for all kinds of great free information, join our community, become our partner, be a guest on this show, listen to any of our 143 episodes. Let us know which topics you want to learn about and who you want to hear from. And the winner of the $25 gift card from Amazon from November is Janine McKenzie, one of our favorite listeners on Facebook. She's been a liking and sharing my jeans. So thank you, Janine, for helping us spread the word about the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Breaking news, an unexpected baby boom has happened in 2020 with a spike in the in vitro fertilization industry. According to New York's Langone Fertility Center, they've seen a 41% increase in women freezing their eggs this year. You think it's because the ladies got to spend a little too much time with the boyfriends, fiancés, and husbands, and they realize there's no way I'm going to reproduce with this guy? Little delay there. I think it's because they've had too many hot toddies and they're a little lit themselves. It is 12:06 and I'm keeping it on time. Said I was going to do that with the show since everybody's got 7 minutes to share what they are all about. So let's bring out our first guest. Let's see who it's going to be. It is Karen Weary. She's a breakthrough life coach and host of the Shift Happens Talk Radio show on Voice America. We're talking about life advice and some other things. So let's see here. Oh, I think I lost Miss Karen. That's all right. Hang on a second. She's right back. See, live people. But that's all right. So we're going to bring Karen back on. But if audience, if you could give her a round of applause, if you're paying attention. Are you guys there? I mean, what's going on? Are you falling asleep? Yeah, Karen, sorry about that. We've got some elves that are a little tipsy today, so they're a little delayed. It's all right. And we lost you, but you called back in, so we're going to go again and get live radio, and this is what happens when you go live. That's the technology and whatever. You just got to go with the flow, lady. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing to help people in their lives and life coaching and a little bit about the show. And let's jam this. We got 7 minutes. What do we got?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. We got so much to jam in there. So I'm Karen Weary, my licensed marriage and family therapist and breakthrough life coach, as well as radio show host. My show is called Shift Happens over at Voice America. And what I do is I specialize in anxiety, PTSD, and performance enhancement. I work mostly with individuals and some couples. And here's the thing that many people don't realize where their anxiety and depression is coming from. And then they go to the doctor and give the doctor a list of symptoms, and then they get a diagnosis and a prescription. And, the thing is that it goes way deeper than just a list of symptoms, because it always comes from somewhere. And what I do is identify the root cause of all this yuck that's coming up and blocking us from having a really great, fantastic life, and heal those root causes. So with cutting-edge treatment, I use EMDR and frequency therapy and energy work so that people, they find clarity and peace, and most people resolve those things in 1 to 6 sessions. And then those who want to do a full spectrum makeover, so to speak, they then go through a 90-day Find Your Bliss program where we do what I was just explaining, flush out. We got to flush out all the old garbage, take it out, right, get done with it, which has all these limiting beliefs attached to it, and replace them with strength-based beliefs, and then build foundational from the foundation to expert, depending on where people are. Skills to build and then navigate the life that you want.
So frequencies, technology, and it's like a brain reprogramming of some sort, right? Because you're just kind of, you're removing the junk and you're putting in some good frequencies or like juju to get them back on track that they maybe once had at some point, right? Is that kind of how this works?
Well, so there's two different things. EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, and it's a very particular way of, stimulating the brain in ways so that because traumatic events get stored in the brain in a very different way than all other memories. And so we can't just talk about it and figure out, oh, so this is how it's all connected, because all the yuck is still there. That's why a lot of people go to therapy for a long time, years sometimes, and they still feel the same way, although, they've gotten tools and coping mechanisms, but they're still struggling. But with the difference with the modality that I use, EMDR, is it really helps integrate those memories that have been stuck dysfunctionally so they don't get triggered all the time. And this is where now you can, find that peace and clarity that so many people don't have.
It's fascinating. And then, I've not heard of that before.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard frequencies and technologies everything's got three or four letters. So, pick an alphabet blend of something at this point, right? But I've not heard of this particular technique. But if you're saying it works within 1 to 6 sessions, and normally people are going for years for therapy. I mean, I know that when I went, when my mom passed, it was a year, and I went every single week, and every single week the same thing. I'm like, no matter what you tell me, lady, I'm still sad. it's 5 years later, and if I went to somebody, it would be the same thing, the same conversation. I sound like a broken record. So maybe this is a sign that I need some of this EMDR therapy. But it sounds fascinating that it's something. But it makes sense. It makes sense. It's like the muscle memory. With the muscles have a memory, and sometimes, and I'm really making it simple, but sometimes when you're having a massage, let's just say somebody hits a point and all of a sudden, you get an emotion or you start to cry and you're like, that was weird. It's because that's our body holds on to these things in different parts of it, whether it's the brain or the muscles, right?
Exactly. And that's the beautiful thing about the EMDR is that it targets all of that, the physical, the parts that are, the memories that are stuck in our body and in how we think and in the emotions. And it's so interesting because I've been using this for more than 15 years.
Oh.
And I see people every time going from being in the middle of the situation to moving further and further away to almost like it happened to somebody else. It's still something, a memory and whatnot, but it doesn't pull up all the pain. And it, sometimes even the images, because usually with something that was difficult, we have sharp, clear images, and sometimes the images even change and go from bright colors to gray and fuzzy. It's fascinating how people process.
Yeah, it really is, and I'm going to bring up an example because I've got a minute here, and I'll really brief. What I try to do on this show is why I'm bringing in personal life coaches like yourself or people that are dealing with improving your personal life and your business life is because I think we forget that they intertwine so much that you don't even realize sometimes that you might have an obstacle in your business, even though it's successful, and it directly relates to something in your personal life that you maybe have neglected. And a friend of mine had a very long conversation about it, and it turned out that the reason why she was having some issues with her business is because it goes back to something that happened many, many years ago in her personal life, which you would never put the two of those together. And I think by having these alternative treatments, which, like you said, you've been doing it for 15 years, people are not realizing that there's that connection, that by doing this EMDR therapy, plus it sounds like there's a few other things that you're doing, it might actually change their whole business world very, very quickly when they didn't even realize was the obstacle. There's a huge connection there between the two because, if you're working, most of your day is spent working. So there's a huge connection.
Totally, totally. And, and also because, of course, in your business, it's also relationships. And so if we're, certain relationships, they are triggering and we have this, that it's just more challenging. It's like rowing against the stream. And once we've done EMDR, it's like, okay, we just turn the boat around and you're just going to go with the stream. You don't have to work so hard.
Yeah. Don't swim. It's like, don't reinvent the wheel. We don't have to do that. That's what we're trying to do here. Get all the information so you don't have to go find it. So people already know they can find you. So Karen, I got to bump to the next guest. So give your contact information and I would, you definitely are coming back on the show. So you've got the email. You're just scheduled January because this is fascinating. And I'm going to call you because I think I need to do this myself. So give your contact information real quick.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes. So you can find me on insightscounselingcenter.com. You can call me at 386-848-5170. I'm also on LinkedIn and Facebook. Yeah. But those are the main parts where you can reach me.
Perfect. And you're coming back on, and all of your information is on our website. So thank you so much. And I think I'm just going to give you a call this afternoon and we can figure out if this is something that's going to work for me. So thank you for starting the show off and getting me all emotional.
Thanks, Karen. We'll get you through it.
Thanks a lot. All right. Well, I'm going to take a commercial break and compose myself. So, all right. I will call you this afternoon. Thank you so much for coming on and being a great partner. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it.
All right. So I got to get composure here. So I'm going to give you a little commercial.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
Just to give you a little information about the Reopen America Resource Center, includes business organizations, networking groups and communities, employment opportunities, live and virtual events, LinkedIn and Facebook groups to join, personal and professional development resources, products and services, live streams, trustworthy nonprofits, coronavirus facts, must follow people, podcasts, talk radio shows, and much more. I'm adding to it this weekend, so it's going to be fully loaded with some information. Go to our website, Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Oops, I'm giving you too much stuff. Sorry. Everything Home Resource Platform. Got to keep it simple. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. Click the Reopen America tab. Everything's in categories. And if there's anything on there that you want to see, let me know. All of our partners you're meeting today, their information's listed there too. They're also throughout our entire website, so you can always find them. Again, EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com, one location for all the information, providing everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. It's full of good people doing good business and good things. Mark it. Save it on your phone. Make it your go-to place. All right, look at this. I am on time. It's 12:17 Mountain Time in Arizona. And we're going to bring up Miss Molly Faulkner. Molly Faulkner is a California and worldwide real estate expert. Molly Faulkner, you are next on Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Come on down. Oh, hey, El, give her a round of applause. Hey, Miss Molly, how are you today?
Good afternoon, Michelle. As always, it's a delight being your guest. Thank you for inviting me back.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome. So your whole state is shut down because you have a psychotic governor who is just a very, very bad person. And you also have some very, very bad mayors. And it's unfortunate they're ruining such a beautiful state that I once went to college there and loved it. But again, they're ruining it. And so what's going on in the world of real estate? And then give us some tips on home buying and selling, especially in these states that are shut down when people are trying to get the heck out.
Well, we have all great news, even though we had bad news from the governors and all the shutdown. So I'll give you a little bit of a market update. So NAR has home sale increased by 27% year over year as of October, and buyer demands are strong because of the lower mortgage rates and offset by very, very low inventory. And then we're talking about the new builders for Toll Brothers, for example, the nation's leading builders of luxury homes. In their fourth quarter ending in October, it was up 64% in compared to 19% in 2019 in signed contract. That will tell you how good the market is in California, even though we had, you know, everything else that's sounds bad.
Huh. So well, I guess it's twofold. You could look at it this way. People that have to stay there, they have an opportunity now to, let's just say, work from home, so they don't have to be closer to work, and they can move out further from cities and maybe even in newer development areas where the cost is a little bit lower and interest rates are lower. So they can get into a house or they can upgrade. And then the ones who want to get the heck out and move to another state, they're moving. They're moving and grooving.
Yes.
So it seems like it works in favor depending on what you really need in California.
You're right. The shutdown did have people thinking differently, and more people are moving out further and putting their hard-earned money to bigger homes and more space between other families. For example, moving out to a different county, it doesn't have to be in another state, but a different county than their present home right now. And then they sell their present home, which has a lot of equity. So according to CoreLogic, they had on the third quarter, the home equity value increased by $1 trillion, actually over $1 trillion over year since the third quarter. So it's a lot of money that they can bring and keep in their pocket when they can buy elsewhere for less and for more land and for less, having to do any fix-up.
Yeah,
it's a win-win
for people. Sense. Yeah, it, depending on what you need, it seems like there's an upside for everybody. And, of course, the real estate agents are making money hand over fist. I hope you're saving it and investing it, young lady.
Yes. Definitely. Land is the way to go. You have to buy land. You have to buy it.
Well, yeah, that's
the only
the
thing
one
that makes you money.
Yeah, I think Oprah had said it, but she was referring to God, and it was many, many years ago. She goes, God doesn't make more of it. So if you can buy it, go ahead and buy it. And especially in California, like you said, you can go further out now. So I'm sure that the home builders are excited about that, because for so long, the problem I know, especially in Southern California, even in the San Diego, they had to go so far out to buy or build that they couldn't do anything because there's no place to build. And by the time, who wants to drive 2 hours to go to work? And now people don't have to do that because a lot of people are now working from home and almost kind of on a permanent basis. So we've got about 2 minutes left. What are some tips that people can do to better prepare for either the home buying process or the selling process in 2 minutes? What do you got?
Well, first of all, be prepared. If you're going to buy, be prepared to speak to your banker first to get your pre-approval, get ready. For the seller, this is the best time right now to sell and make money since it's up 27% according to NAR. And buying home now, you can move in first quarter of 2021 with fantastic amenities for less. And then you don't have to go too far, for any life's amenities that you want. And then third, I'd say your health is your wealth. COVID will eventually end. So stay strong and healthy, and everything will be all right.
Yeah, everything will definitely be all right. And you're in Southern California, is that right? I forgot where you were in California. I'm sorry.
I am in Southern California. I'm by Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
So the
okay.
Rose Bowl.
I gotcha. Yeah, so it's an interesting world, and it's interesting on what's going to be transpiring. So, Molly, I appreciate you coming on and giving us some tips on what's going on in the real estate world, Southern California and the rest of the country. So at this point, if people are ready to move, then go for it and lock in those interest rates, get the equity out of the house and get yourself set for moving on in the future. You want to give your contact information or website so that people can reach out to you with questions or even if they're in the Southern California to work with you?
Certainly. My website is mynewcalhome.com. And when you go there, you have all the domestic and international brand new or resales homes available. Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me.
Hey, and I thank you for supporting us on social media so much, and also look forward to you coming back on for a January update. And let's get 2021 on a good start here. So thank you, my dear. You have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, New Year, and we'll talk to you in January.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, just a recap of today's topics, life advice, your home, digital marketing, business and entrepreneur tips, and mental performance. And before I bring in my next guest, Ms. Debbie Staviano, the queen of digital marketing, I just wanted to let you know about the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. This is our socially conscious marketplace where you can buy a product or service, especially now during the holidays, and those companies donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. So we wanted to come up with a concept so people would buy products and services that they're normally doing, just instead of going directly to the website, they go to ours first, so then we can create a donation. People aren't having the right checks to the foundations. They can help out the vets, pets, and kids, that's veterans, animals, and children all year long. And usually most of the companies give a discount. So just to keep it simple, click buy, make a difference. There's 57 well-known websites and brands that are our partners, ranging from Amazon, Apple Music, and books, all of the sports organizations, the NFL, the PGA, the NCAA, UFC, so any type of merchandise that you can imagine is on there. Constant Contact, Omaha Steak, Suzanne Summers, Spink, Skinny Girls, American Flags, Fiverr, and so much more, and we're adding all the time. Basically, again, keep it simple. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Marketplace tab, check out all the products and services. We even have smaller local groups or local companies. And then, like I said, we're adding all the time. So if you click on the product or service you want to buy, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to help vets, pets, and kids. And if you're looking for any books, you can buy them through Amazon, Apple, and Books A Million. We've got an author's page. I was going to talk about it today, but we don't have the time. I'm going to bring it up on Wednesday. It's our Books for Good campaign. 2% of anything, all the books are donated to our nonprofit partners. So Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace, click buy, make a difference. Oh, I did want to mention there's two products that I've been taking because the only way to boost your immune system, you got to have some sort of supplements. And of course, that's how you fight a virus. It doesn't matter which virus, that's what you got to do. Keep your immune system up. I take the Suzanne Summer supplement, zinc and vitamin D3. She offers a 15% discount on it, and 4% of the purchase goes to the vets, pets, and kids. I also take Pure Daily Build, which is a multivitamin, mineral, and herbal support. They offer 25% off, and they donate 10% of the purchase price to vets, pets, and kids. These things will keep you healthy, and especially the Suzanne Summer supplements. I priced them out. They actually come out cheaper than the store, and you know you're getting a quality product, because if she looks like that at 80, well, you know what? I want to look like that at 82. So visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Marketplace tab. And go buy some stuff. You can buy some gifts, buy some stuff for yourself, or get your immune system up there and be healthy to fight off any viruses. So just quick little information on what we're trying to do to help the planet, help the people, get some vets, pets, and kids taken care of all year long. All right, look at this. It's 12:27 Mountain Time in Arizona, and I am on track with the time. Unbelievable, because I've been going over, like all of you know. So I think it's time to bring on Ms. Debbie Staviano. She is the founder of Women's Leadership Live, and she is the queen of digital marketing. Oh, Debbie, I've got some sleepy elves over there. I think they passed out from the hot toddies, but they're awake now. They're going to give you a No, guys, not. It wasn't a joke. You're supposed to applaud the guest and not go ahead and laugh. Come on. You know, because they're small. They're little elves. They're little, so you give them one hot toddy and they're a mess.
I have to say, Michelle, your energy and enthusiasm, that is the best commercial for those supplements and vitamins. That's all people have to say is just listen to you, and with all your energy, they need to go buy all those, seriously, because that's the best commercial you could possibly have for them.
Thank you.
How are you, my friend?
I am good. I love when you come on the show.
Oh, likewise. I love being here. You have great guests and you have great audience. I love the clapping and the cheering and the hello. Oh, just too much fun, right? Too much fun.
Yeah. Well, it's Friday. Wake people up. So I try to incorporate fun into business, into, you know, personal issues, tragedies, celebrate the good, try to fix the bad, you know, throw it all in one big mix, because that's life. That's what we
absolutely
do every day.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here.
Yeah. So let's talk digital marketing. Now, I on Wednesday's show, which I didn't even get a chance to fill you in and let you know, give you a warning, I plugged one of your, I gave one of your marketing tips because it's the voice one, okay? The voice, the 30% people now are doing voice recognition. So I gave you total credit for that. And that was our marketing tip for the day.
You. Oh, awesome. And, well, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say that, I'm going to send that to you so you have it because it was a nice little plug, but it was also, it reminded me that I need to do that for Amazon because you can put a show on Amazon now.
You can. There are so many different ways we can be public today. I mean, if one thing's for sure with 2020, and it can't be over fast enough, I think, but is that it was definitely, we moved with a big bang from physical space to digital space. I mean, my gosh, everything is digital now. And so if people can take advantage of that, it can help them, you know, be a real wake-up call for the possibilities and the opportunities of what's there. And we saw so many, unfortunately, businesses that weren't prepared and how they struggled and unfortunately some went under. So I think that moving forward into 2021, people are going to definitely see that digital space and social media is our future. And I have, Stacy and I were in a couple day meeting with some individuals in Florida. And one of the things I was sharing with them, this is to me, I listened to your previous two guests, and obviously I'll listen to the other two after me, but when Karen was talking about emotions and frequency and how our memories impact us, think about what we do when we get up first thing in the morning. Most people, no one wants to admit it, but it's true. They grab their phone, and what do they start doing? They start scrolling. So think about when it comes with real estate. We always hear location, location, location. To Molly's point, right, with California. I went to school there, too, actually, in Huntington Beach. Now I live in Texas, of course, my home state and left Texas. But if you think about it, traditionally, real estate referred to physical properties. However, thanks to technology, social media and digital space, the new real estate is scrolling because that's what people do on their phones. We don't use phones for phone calls. I would say less than 10% are used for a call, probably even lower than that. But what we do use them for is a personal computer. So if we can think about the opportunities that are there, everyone's on their phone, everyone's scrolling, but what's going to make someone stop? What's going to make someone stop and then engage? What's going to make someone take action? So if moving forward in 2021, if everyone thinks when they're creating their content and they're posting or doing their videos or tweets, whatever it is, their images, if they think to themselves and they really analyze, what does my target client need? What are they going? What's going to make them stop scrolling? Because that's where the magic is. And to be honest, that's where the action will be and the success will be because people will buy a product. And what you want them to do could be a variety of things. It could be buy a product. It could be sign up for a newsletter. The action varies. But the key is you want them to stop scrolling because what you've done has triggered something for them with an emotion or a memory. So scrolling is the new real estate. It's the most powerful thing out there. And so I think it's such a fun thing because you can actually look at your phone when you're doing something and say, will someone stop on this? Will my target client stop on this? Because that's who you're trying to talk to.
And it could be video. It could be a picture. I mean, there's so many different things.
Right.
It's just, it's almost like you got to kind of, you throw a bunch out there and see what's working, right? It's trial and error almost.
Well, one of the things, yes and no, one of the things, first, obviously, that you talk about a lot with different clients is people have to know who they're talking to. They have to know their avatar. I mean, you are very clear with who you attract with your show, by your guests, by your participation, by your content, everything. So that's one thing. The second thing is with the new trends, and there's all, you know, everything's always changing and evolving. That's the beauty of it. But with nostalgia, that's a huge thing for 2021. That's why people like to, and Karen addressed that when she was talking, people want to go back to their memories, whether they're positive or negative. But what you want to do is you want to capitalize on attracting them to you and your product, your service, whatever it is, based on some nostalgia. Could it be vintage photos? Could it be colors? Could it be fonts? Could it be content? And if you look at some of the commercials, there's a lot of that.
So nostalgia is a big way to get people to stop scrolling because what you're posting resonates with them.
That's fascinating. It amazes me the information and the things that you find. I follow you obviously on all the social media platforms, but where I really pick up the most of it is LinkedIn right now with the Women's Leadership Live. And I look at the posts and thank you for tagging me because then it makes you, you know, it's a reminder like, oh, there's a notification. It's mind blowing to me. It is fascinating. I mean, the color one that you did, the 30%, I think, I don't remember what the percentage was, but it was the color. And then there was something else. I'm like, well, she is unbelievable. And I'm not just saying that because you're on the show right now. It is just the amount of quality content and the tips that you have. Everybody needs to follow you on the social media platforms
because the tips are unbelievable.
They really are. I've never seen anything like it from anybody else.
Well, one of the things that Stacey and I take great pride in with Women's Leadership Live is to provide content that others are going to find of value because my background is education, obviously. And so for me, it's always been a lifelong learner. So I love to research. I love to be out there trying to find new things because most people, as we say to women we work with, and those enlightened men, but to people we work with, we say, you're busy doing your J-O-B, whatever that J-O-B is. Is it selling, you know, real estate? Is it being a coach to someone? Whatever it is, that's your focus. Our focus is trying to help people in digital space because digital space, if you don't have a digital strategy for your business, whether it be a product or a service, I say this with love, but you will not, the chances of you surviving are 99% not, just because that's where everyone is. I mean, if we just look at ourselves, who's on this call or who's going to speak or who's a guest for you or whomever, they all have their phones. Everybody's got their phone with them. We keep it. I might leave the house without a purse, but I'm not leaving the house without my phone.
Right.
And I don't know anybody else who does either.
Remember the days when you left the purse, you were out of your mind, and now you're like, it's not a big deal. I have my phone.
You got your phone. You can get that Apple Pay or whatever you want to do, but Venmo, whatever. But that's the point. Our phones truly are an extension of us, and if we can take just a moment to always look at that phone, which we say phone, but it's really a mobile device. It's a personal computer. If we can look at that and say, what's going to make someone stop scrolling? What can I put out there? And, you know, there's colors, there's fonts, there's all those things. And one of the things I'll post next week is on the colors and what all the different colors mean. And you know, why is McDonald's, you know, red and yellow? Well, there's a reason for that. Why is Chick-fil-A red? There's a reason for that. Nothing in those situations are by chance because you want people to connect with you, and you have to be strategic in how you do that. So I am all about the scrolling thing. I think it's one of the easiest things to explain to people because it's one thing we all have in common, all of us, because we've all got our phone, and we're always scrolling. I worry about our little thumbs. Remember carpal tunnel when we first started doing, you know, computers and stuff? Well, now it's our thumbs.
Yeah, poor little thumbs.
Aww. Yeah, exactly. Poor little thumb. So anyway, that's my huge tip for the day.
Unbelievable. It's just brilliant. I'm so glad that we connected when we did, and I just look forward to your post. So can you give that? You want to give your contact? You want to give the actual social media accounts? Whatever you think is the best.
Right. The best way to connect with us is anything with women's, WOMENS, Women's Leadership Live. And probably the best way, I think, is on LinkedIn because we do try actively. I mean, we post across everything. I mean, we got stuff everywhere. But I think LinkedIn's a great place because you really do get tips that you can take right then and go put into practice. So thank you for having me, and thank you for your listeners. I appreciate it a bunch.
Oh, you're so welcome, Debbie Saviano. I do love that last name. I mean, It's a great last name. It's a great last name. So, Debbie, thank you for coming on. I'm telling everybody, follow Women's Leadership Live on especially LinkedIn. Like she said, the tips are unbelievable. I save every single one of them, and I'm starting to implement them, and they're just great. It's incredible stuff. So, Debbie, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I expect you to be on the calendar in January. I sent you guys the email today. So I will see you in January, and we will continue this and make 2021 amazing.
Absolutely. God bless, my friend. Take care.
You too. Oh, I just love Miss Debbie Saviano. No, we're going to do a quick commercial. talking about promos for a purpose, and then we're going to bring on our next guest.
PromosForAPurpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
PromosForAPurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our everything done for you purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, and service providers with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Reflects what we're doing on this platform, bringing together businesses and nonprofits and people with a mission and a movement and a purpose, and putting it all into one mix and providing promotion and information for everybody. So Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this purpose-driven model and movement, which literally is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. And if you listen to our guests over the past couple weeks, that's the big focus. We were talking about it the other day with Linda Hollander, and we were talking about cause marketing. We were talking about with Kay McDonald, and that is the focus. You've got to do something with your business and bring it into the community and show what kind of service you're providing back. So just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Promos for a Purpose tab in the header to get all the information, and we'd love for you to become part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. Just need to let the world know about it. And that's what we're doing. We're getting that word out there. So let's bring on our next guest. It's Brian Ellum, the entrepreneur coach at Dream Biz Coach. El, are you guys paying attention? Sorry, I'm a little over, Brian. I apologize. I got a little carried away with the digital marketing. So, oops.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. Debbie gave some great information. I was glad I was able to be able to listen and hear what she had to say, because it was definitely accurate and great stuff.
Every day it's like that. I mean, it's stuff that you don't even think and that's important or something that's coming up, and you go, oh my God, this is brilliant. So I encourage everyone to follow her. Women's. I mean, I know you're a boy, and it's Women's Leadership Live, but they the encouragement to participate too. So don't think you can't, yeah, you can't be her friend because you're a boy. Don't. So I'm not discouraging men.
No.
It's for everybody.
Absolutely. And I'm definitely happy to be listening and to hear that a lot of the content today has been around memory, because that is actually something that I wanted to talk about today as we remember where we are, where we came from, and moving forward into 2021. And I wanted to share something with you and the audience today that I heard recently that kind of blew me away. And I really thought about it and found it to be really true if you think about it deeply. And that is the fact that the past and the future are not real. So that might be a shocking statement to some people, but let's start with the past. Now, you might think that you've got a good memory, but did you know that in the past 30 years, 367 people in prison have been released by DNA evidence? So what is that all about? Eyewitness testimony in criminal cases is about the lowest form of admissible evidence, because our memories are malleable. They are not set in stone. And a perfect example of this is I was going into my favorite grocery store last year, and I heard this woman scream, and I saw this guy running away from her holding her purse. Now, me being the type of person that I am, I wanted to get this guy. I wanted to detain him and get him so that the cops could arrest him and justice would be done. So I tried to get in his way and tackle him, but he was athletic, he was quicker than me, and he was able to get around me. Now, later that day, I was asked if I would be able to describe this guy. Yes, I would have been. I could tell you height, weight, what clothing they were wearing, a list of things. But 3 weeks later, most of that was gone. I knew height, weight, ethnicity. Past that, nothing else remained in the memory. So your thoughts in the present moment and about the future, they're based on your memories of past experiences, which are at best, like mine about this purse snatcher, inaccurate, or they're completely off. So what does that mean about the future? When you think about the future of starting your business or achieving your goals in 2021, whatever they are, the future is what today is about, 2021 and your goals and the possibilities. And it's exciting, but it also leads to questions of the unknown, self-doubt, fear of failure, or not going all in. And why do these things come up? Well, it's because somewhere in your past, you think you remember something bad associated with going after what you want. Your brain is trying to provide you certainty because we as humans, we like certainty. We like to know what's going on. So your brain is trying to provide you with that certainty to a situation that hasn't happened. So the future isn't real. And the past isn't real either. So you have this moment. You have this moment right now to start living in alignment with your goals and work towards them. Now, whether that's starting a service-based business like my clients or getting healthy in 2021 so you can actually know your grandchildren, it doesn't matter. This is your moment, the here and the now. And don't wait. Don't wait until January 1st. Start small. And start living the life that you want now, because your future is not defined by your flawed memories of the past, and it's not written in stone. And that is a beautiful thing. And with that, I wish everyone, you, Michelle, and everyone listening and on this network, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You know, I've never heard it put that way. You know, they always talk about, or they, you know what I mean, the infamous they, or just messages that you
right.
hear is about fear and in your head and, you know, what you think and what transpires. And, you know, you can make your own, you know, you're a master of your own destiny. I mean, whatever, how you want to say it, it's all the same, but the memory portion, and then the past isn't real, but the future isn't real. It's a different take. It's quite fascinating.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we all like to think we're going to know what's going to happen. And one of my favorite sayings is humans make plans and God laughs.
Yeah.
And so we all like to think we know what's going to happen, and especially the bad. It's so easy. We are hardwired in our hind brain to see the bad things first as a form of primordial protection, for lack of a better term. But again, you not achieving your goals in 21 or not being able to start your business or making a bunch of free throws in a row and taking your team to the championship, it hasn't happened yet. So why freak yourself out about things that are not real? And it was just a complete shift in my mindset, and I wanted to give that to everyone today.
Oh, I think that's perfect, especially for the time of year, for where we are in the world and what's going on, and maybe that will, and hopefully people will implement it kind of, I don't know, as soon as they listen to this, and things will change. So, Brian, give your contact information or how you want people to find and follow you. And of course, everything that we have, all of our guests, all their information is on our website, which I'll give you all that information after. But do you want to give them some direct information right now to contact you or find you or follow you or, you know, everything, that social media world? Blah, blah, blah.
Everything in between, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So what I have is, if you were to go to brianelam.com and you're interested in having me talk to you and figure out going on with your business, what's not working, you know, where you're struggling, what's going on, I have a button right at the top that says schedule your discovery session. So brianelam.com, click that top button, answer some few questions so I know what's going on, and we'll get on a call and find out if I'm the right person to help take you to where you want to go in your business in 2021. Past that, I'm on socials at DreamBiz, B-I-Z, Coaching, and I'm most active on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Brian Ellen, for coming on, the entrepreneurship coach at Dream Biz Coaching. I want to see you on the schedule for January with some more information for our people. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you, and thank you so much for the incredible content, always.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure, Michelle. Merry Christmas, happy New Year to everybody else.
All right, take care, and we will talk to you in January, my friend. How about those partners? We've already had four. We've got one more coming up. But just to give you some information, we're always looking for more like-minded people to become partners and guests on this show. We're looking for more people to be part of our network. The small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, nonprofits, purpose-driven people, anybody that is a good person doing good business and good things, that's the criteria. So if you're interested, you want to become a partner, you want to be a guest on the show, you want to be part of our community, our network, there's no cost. We just need to get the right people, bring them all in one place, so that way everybody can find each other. And we have one location for all the information. It's right there. Again, the criteria, you got to be a good person. You got to be doing good business. You got to be doing good things. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Join Our Socially Conscious Referral Network banner on the homepage. And it lists all the information. It lists the criteria. It lists all the benefits. Again, we're just trying to make a platform where like-minded people who are really doing that good business, they're good people, they're doing good things. So it's all in one spot. We don't want people to have to reinvent the wheel. We don't want to research and Google and find and blah, 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 and then test them out and see if you even like what they're saying. It's all right there. everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, one location for all the information. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place. And don't forget to subscribe to Everything Home on your favorite podcast player so you never miss an exciting tip and takeaway-filled episode to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, and meet our great partners of this network. We're live every Wednesday and Friday, 12 p.m. Mountain Time. All right, let's see here, 12:52. I'm running a little late. It's time to bring on my next guest. He is batting cleanup today, Mr. Richard Olberger, PhD. He's a somatic experience practitioner and certified mental performance consultant in sports psychology. And I probably butchered all of that, but I'll let him correct me as soon as the elves wake up. All right, so what did I screw up? The name?
I think you got it pretty clear.
Good.
Since the young age, you know, anyone who got Olberger said it correctly, I like went up and hugged them immediately. So it's the beauty of having a multi-syllabic name is that you're used to getting something. So that's hence the website is Richard Listens, and my last name is probably not found in most people's Google search engine for that reason.
Oh, makes all the sense in the world. So when I saw your bio, somatic experience, I was like, I have no idea. I'm not even going to look it up. I'm just going to let him explain it because I'm sure it's something that I'm going to get totally into once I find out what it is. So tell us a little bit about you, your practice, what this means, and how we're going to be able to change our mental performance, which it's amazing. That's the, you know, between that and memory, that's the theme of the show. And just before you go, I just wanted to let the audience know, these five guests that come on, usually what happens somewhere during the show, it's usually guest three or guest four, they point out what the theme of all of the show or all of the guests and what the actual show's about. That's not planned. It's unbelievable. And it happens almost every single episode where the guests that actually book, they don't know. I don't put a theme to the show and then they schedule. They actually just come on their own. It's almost like a divine intervention where they're pulled together, where they end up all creating the same type of message and theme where there's a concept for the episode. And it's fascinating. And then when Brian mentioned it, you're finishing up and you're right in the same category. None of this is planned. and I get chills every
time.
That's
it. And then this experience of being a guest and being in the green room and tapping into hearing what Brian was saying and hearing his story. And I was drawn in, like his story created an image, right? And so that may tie into memory, but it also ties into the way we process our emotions. And he tapped into a lot of what work we also do that may have crossover, which is about the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves and the permission we give ourselves to feel, express, or move towards goals rather than kind of being governed by past experiences. So somatic experience, which is always, you know, I can share it both in technical terms, but also in terms of, you know, lived experience is, right, there's the healers, those who go into the healing profession often are great at listening, they're very in tuned to what's going on with people around them, the pain, the suffering. And people would regularly point out to me when I was working in crisis that be careful when you work in crisis because you can become a crisis. And, mm-hmm. and we see how much, you know, our ER doctors, our EMTs, like they're constantly really absorbing so much pain. And as I was doing this work, I was realizing that, you know, it's very hard to not take it home and to absorb it into your own nervous system. So I started to get really interested in parts of practices that really start to look at how we hold our stress. And we know the entire fields of massage therapy, chiropractic, you know, all these syndromes we develop and symptoms that we experience, muscle tension, headaches, ways in which tension, we may take it into our body and not really know ever how to process it. So we keep kind of pulling a bypass switch to just keep charging, right? Whether if that was reinforced in your house, you just need to achieve, or we talk about, you said mental performance, if you're an athlete, if it's just about grit and hard work, then we may be kind of never fully dealing with some things that, especially for men, that they're really not processing hurt, pain, sadness, especially things that occur earlier in life. So the idea behind somatic experience is learning how to kind of gently ease ourselves into an experience so that we can fully process it and the way at which it impacted us. So it's kind of like the Matrix film in terms of the reference to movies, where if we could slow it down, if we could tune in to what we were really needing tuned into, that maybe the world didn't tune into us because it was a car accident, something that happened way too fast. Even a lot of what the world is going through right now with the coronavirus, there was no opportunity to predict and prepare. So I feel like there's a lot of people who are stuck holding feelings that aren't getting a chance to be expressed. So the idea behind somatic experience is learning tools to slow down, to maybe while you're processing something or coming out of a stressful moment or coming from your busy day, how to create this transition for your body and your emotions so that you can feel validated within yourself and feel more connected to yourself rather than continually engaging with more stressors and more pressures and kind of leaving the body in a way that doesn't feel so good, or doing things like, you know, alcohol, drugs, other ways to shut off the emotions that we don't fully understand.
So it's more of, let's just say, combining your thoughts and your memories with more integrating the body and the feeling, as opposed to just like Karen was even talking about therapy. Therapy in general doesn't really work just because you get to talk about it. There has to be something else. So this seems to be more of multi-layered, since everything with us is connected and we're starting to really acknowledge that.
Yeah, well, the idea being, if you know, with your client or with yourself, when you're telling the story that you tell a lot about an experience, something happened in the you know, you got cut off on the way over, and that triggers similar feelings, similar things that you've been holding on to. And there's a theme there, right? That driver cut you off, didn't see you, exposed you, made you vulnerable. Then that can unleash prior experiences where nobody was there for you, or your parents were fighting too much, or your boss who doesn't ever see how hard you're working and just keeps piling on more work. So that story that you tell, it is real in your perception, and it is a narrative that's true. But by being able to help someone slow down and kind of weave through what they were needing, like when you correct the moment in the present, when you connect what you were needing in that car accident, what you were hoping you were able to do to protect yourself, what you might have been needing to help even correct yourself if you were, we talk about sports, right? If you were going into a ring, if you, what would you have been able to do to prepare better, to protect yourself? Doing this corrective experience in the now starts to provide that memory in your body that you have that capacity. Because I think the fearful or traumatic part of memory, like Brian was alluding to, is that if we feel that same wound is still there and we cannot heal it, then we begin to do things to run away from it. So mm-hmm. like you're saying, talk therapy, people telling the story may be a way of getting away from what they're feeling. So when you're looking at someone, they keep telling a similar theme. They may be kind of leaving their body. So sometimes we want to slow them down. It's not like, you know, I may have a little bit of New Yorker in me, but sometimes I want to slow people down, stop them, because the talking is a way of getting away. Some feeling is coming up, maybe a pit in the stomach, maybe the breath or heart rate is speeding up. We want you to become like really in tune with this process, because it's all your physiology is giving you the keys to something that's happening. Even just bringing up the topic is all of a sudden a flow of emotion is coming to the surface. So if we can help people express those emotion and identify what they're feeling now, then the power of the past becomes less significant. We begin to own it in our bodies in the moment. We begin to heal ourselves in the moment. So, that is the beauty, that no matter how painful or powerful something may have happened to you, and we know people go through really, really difficult things, and sometimes before they even had a chance to express what they needed or wanted in their lives or for themselves, being able to gain that capacity or even step into that capacity in the moment can free them from, you know, living out anxieties and pains of the past. And I think that is what I'm looking to help people do, be empowered, be more human, be more vulnerable, but also to unleash what I call the hero within. Because if you know what you're conquering, if you know what you're battling when you don't give in to that fighting back with someone or hit right the road rage when someone cuts you off, if you realize what space you're giving yourself and what it's bringing up, then there's a freedom in that. There's a freedom in knowing that you are healing, growing, and that you're giving less power to that story every time you exercise control in the present moment.
Fascinating. Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. All the sense in the world. Richard, it's 1:02. We're past our bedtime. So you're coming back on in January. I sent you the link
sure
so that
thing.
You can book the show. Give your contact information for everybody real quick so they can find you and learn more.
Absolutely. We could talk all day, Michelle. And thank you for doing the show and creating this community. RichardListens.com. New website is up. LISTENS. Facebook and Instagram at Richard Listens. Please join, subscribe. And I'm the host of the Richard Listens podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So love to have you listen as well.
All right. I did not know that. I wasn't sure if you had that up and running. So I am going to make sure that that's added to our must listen to podcast list. So we've got constant promotion for you there too. So thank you, Richard, for coming on. Incredible advice. I just got chills. I have a feeling that I need to have a conversation with you off the air.
I got
a couple things I gotta work on. Like I was talking to Karen, it's time. You gotta dig up this stuff from the past and in order to move forward. It's just it's crazy. It happens when we
get.
That's
right.
It's
a great time to do it right now. We've all been so impacted by 2020, and we all deserve the permission to feel validated, supported, and unleash a new us in 2021. That's more human, more vulnerable, more empowered. Please schedule a free consultation with me on my website as well. Link is up. And I appreciate it so much, Michelle. Happy New Year and happy holidays.
You too. And I'll talk to you in June. Well, I might call you. If I don't call you today, it'll be on Monday. So we'll schedule. I'll go to the website. I'll schedule a free session and we can we can see what needs to happen. So thank you for coming on today and giving some incredible information, and have a great weekend. And I'll talk to you either today or on Monday. Oh my God. I'm like, I'm taking this first step. I feel like I'm going to throw up. All right. I got to end the show, Richard. And I also got to go hurl into my garbage can. So between you and Karen, I'm just like, guys, you're killing my whole show today. All righty, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it. I want to thank everyone for listening to our live Purpose-Driven Partners segment every Wednesday and Friday at noon. Our numbers literally have been unbelievable. So keep following, keep giving suggestions, keep following us and liking, commenting, and sharing on social media so you can get entered to win a $50 gift card for Amazon. And also like, comment, share, rate, review, and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the links and banners, blah, 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 blah. It's all right there. And a special thank you to all the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, all of the guests, all of their info. They're listed on our website too. You just click on the show. You can listen to the shows. You can click on their company name, go directly to their websites, which has all their contact information, everything, homeresourceplatform.com. It's on the homepage, the Partners and Patriots tab, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, these guys throw me here for a loop at the end, so I apologize. They've become a mumbling mess, and we talk about some emotional stuff. So join us on Wednesday at 12 Mountain Time for another live episode of Purpose-Driven Partners and learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, and much, much more. And remember, everybody, this is why we put this community together, this platform together, make it easy for you to find the people that matter. Have a great weekend. Make it a great day because you deserve it. And over the weekend, listen to the shows. We had 15 of these live versions in 143 episodes. So there's lots of great ones to listen to if you want to actually get some good information on Corona 126. So we are out of here. Great weekend, everybody. Wednesday, noon, Mountain Time.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.